Chicago Playworks for Families and Young Audiences presents Lizzie Bright and the Buckminster Boy, based on the book by Gary D. Schmidt, adapted by Cheryl L. West. Director, John Jenkins. Scenic designer, Michael David. Costume designer, Lissa Lamona. Lighting designer, Garvin Jellison. Sound designer, Cami Sue. Vocal and music director, Mark Elliott. Dramaturg, Francesco De Salvatore. Stage manager, Belinda Bing. Playing January 9th to March 2nd, 2013. The 2012-2013 theater school season is dedicated in loving memory to Director of Development Tessa Crabb Cox, 1944 to 2012. Performing at DePaul's Merle Reskin Theater, 60 East Balboa Drive, Chicago 60605. Email is theaterboxoffice@depaul.edu. Website, theater.depaul.edu. Telephone, 312-922-1999. It is 1912 in coastal Maine, and Reverend Buckminster's son Turner is the new kid in town. Lonely and having trouble fitting in, he meets Lizzie Bright, an African-American girl from nearby Malaga Island, who becomes his best friend. They share everything, secrets, worries, and the courage to take a stand against greed and racial prejudices in their community. When the townspeople try to force the residents off of Malaga Island, their friendship is tested, and Turner and Lizzie face life's great challenges of loss and allegiance. The cast, in order of appearance, is Deacon Hurd, Cameron Benoit, Turner Buckminster, Louis Rinaldi, Reverend Buckminster, Joseph Stevenson, Willis Hurd, Michael Countryman, Sheriff, Daniel Lewis, Mrs. Cobb, Maureen Meisner, Lizzie Bright Griffin, Tiffany T. Smith, Reverend Griffin, Grandfather, Justin Wade Wilson. The time is 1912. Place, Maine, Fitchburg and Malaga Island. The play will be performed without intermission. This production includes the use of strobe lights and theatrical haze. Special thanks to Kevin Ball, Catherine McBrien, the Maine State Museum, Mikey Moran, and Dexter Zollicoffer. Dramaturg's note. On July 1, 1912, near the town of Fitchburg, Maine, residents of Malaga Island walked to the rocky shores of their island. They stood with their backs to their homes, awaiting a boat to carry them away. Their new home was intended to be a symbol of the future. Situated on several acres of green grass and mossy trees, their new residence was the culmination of the most progressive scientific practices of early 20th century, now known as eugenics. In this new home, this eugenic asylum, the residents of Malaga were forced to reconsider the concept of home, because for the residents of Malaga, home was a place where the souls of their ancestors inhabited. Just like a tree that is rooted in the ground, they too were rooted in the very landscape that their ancestors walked upon. Now their roots were left dangling without a foundation to cling to. A century later, the story of Malaga begins to resurface. Archaeologists have excavated everyday objects, such as kitchenware and children's toys. Old newspaper clippings have been preserved, and deteriorated scraps of letters from families of Malaga remain. But above all, the power of storytelling has kept Malaga alive. While the town of Fitchburg is a quiet place nowadays, it doesn't take long to stir up a conversation about a local. While the town of Fitchburg is a quiet place nowadays, it doesn't take long to stir up a conversation with a local about Malaga Island. Not even time can wipe away the memory of the people of Malaga. Perhaps the community of Malaga was onto something when they viewed home as a sacred place. What if we did the same? Would communities still face eviction in the same manner that the people of Malaga faced a century ago? It's hard to say. The story of Malaga is not an old one. The entirety of human history has relied on replacing one community with another. Consider the fact that the theater you sit in is on land that was once home to Algonquian tribes nearly two centuries ago. Stories such as Malaga show us how important home really is and how we can never truly have it taken away. Francesco Di Salvatore, BFA 3, Dramaturgy Criticism.